Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rhonda R. Hudgens, and I have been in the networking arena in the Metro Atlanta area for about 4 years now. I actually will not have gone to my first event that until February will make 4 years. However, the 25th of November, I created a group known as Metro ATL and Beyond Business Networking Group. It has grown and brought me into contact with so many wonderful, wonderful people. It has given me the opportunity to go places I have never gone before and to do things I have never done before. And in doing those things and going to those places, I have become an expert in what to do and what not to do as far as networking goes. So I've become your networking expert. I've become your networking strategist. So with that being said, I wanted to take the time today to introduce myself and let you know that this broadcast will be each Monday at 2 p.m. Most Mondays will only be a 5-minute broadcast. Today's broadcast may go beyond that because I do want you to know me. Get to know me. How can you want to follow me if you don't know who I am or what I do or why you should follow me? What have I done that makes me special that you should follow me? And the truth is, for a lot of people, maybe I haven't done anything special to get you that you should follow me. However, I have done a lot of special things in my life. And I'm going to start as though I was introducing you to me at an event. So with that being said, I'm digging up my bio so I can actually read said bio to you as though I was introducing myself at an event and to people who did not know me. Because at the end of the day, you must know the people that you're having doing business with, getting to know. To get to know them, you have to know something about them to know that you want to get to know them. And that was kind of redundant, I know, so I apologize for that. I'm a little nervous. I have a friend who is also a minister that told me several months ago I needed to get my podcast going for my business. It was something I already knew I needed to do. And I took that challenge on. I have this ready to go. And I told him the last time he and I spoke at a conference, I said, I will be launching that broadcast that you told me about doing on the 6th of November. And he's probably going to be listening to this or listening to one of the replays of it. And I'm sure we'll get lots of critique. But let me introduce myself to you. Rhonda R. Hudgens is a networking strategist, and she provides real relevant help. She came to the Atlanta area straight from the foothills of the Smoky Mountains. Rhonda grew up on a 50-acre farm in Sevierville, Tennessee. She has had an entrepreneurial spirit and a business logic most of her life. It has been said you can take the girl out of the country, but you cannot take the country out of the girl. Rhonda says unless that country girl construct the country roads and stilettos, the country is 98% gone. She realized Atlanta was her city one day in early 2018 when driving north on 7585, headed to a meeting, and the view of Atlanta coming in literally brought her to tears. Though she has lived in many areas in Georgia since moving from Tennessee in 1987, she currently lives in Douglasville, Georgia. She began her current journey in November of 2014 with the creation of her business networking group. And the rest is entrepreneurial history. Rhonda is the mother of three handsome sons, two beautiful daughters, wives of her sons, and grandmother of three, ages 18, 12, and 3. Rhonda has been an active member of Rehoboth Christian Center in Tallapoosa, Georgia, since August of 2009. She was ordained into her ministry by the International Ministers Forum, also known as IMF, October 2011. In November 17, 2017, she stepped into the role of prayer leader at Rehoboth and has not looked back. She is a dedicated Christian and not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Rhonda has a servant's heart and loves helping others grow in all areas of their lives and is convinced networking is the foundational answer to growth in business, growth personally, growth educationally, and ministry growth. She often takes the road less traveled because she simply does not let distance stop her from learning, serving, or networking. She has established business partners in both Alabama and Tennessee and has clients in other states also. Rhonda's love for serving people and networking has brought her into contact with many successful and powerful people, not only in Atlanta and the metro area, but also beyond. Rhonda has been an ambassador for the Atlanta Business Spotlight since 2015, and she was an ambassador for Edeline Francois Dryden's We Rock Conference in both 2015 and 2016, an ambassador for Jay Stone's 2016 Paracon Conference as well. Additionally, Rhonda was nominated for the Legacy Award at Araya McGarry's Live Your Legacy Summit in 2016. And Rhonda has been a member of the Women of Global Change since 2017 and actively participates in the Atlanta chapter. Rhonda is stepping up and stepping out and wants everyone to know that she has rebranded herself. She is serving Metro ATL and beyond with expert networking strategy sessions, exclusive networking events, and out-of-the-box marketing opportunities and methods to grow their business. She makes that official announcement as she comes to the platform today and actually made it at her and Danella Burnett's Celebrating Connections 2018 on September 28th was the official launch of that rebrand, but today she makes it to all those that were not there. There are some great things coming and some great things coming back. You will simply have to follow this bold professional networker to know who she knows. She has to rein in her lane because she is possible. Rhonda is more than business. She is the connection link needed for Metro ATL and beyond. So I want to thank myself for introducing myself. And I want to really focus on that I am stepping up and stepping out and want you and everyone listening to know what this rebrand means. I have a number of networking strategy options you can hire me and we can sit down together with. But the point is, why do you need to know? Why do you need to find out from me? Why do you need me to hold your hand and take you literally face to face first and then find perfect events for you and go hand in hand and introduce you to people? Well, I will tell you why. That goes back to those people who have trusted me enough to be their ambassador. As my profile or bio says, and my profile says in a lot of places, I've been an Atlanta Business Spotlight ambassador since 2015. Atlanta Business Spotlight was founded by Carol Neal and Tracy Randall. Carol Neal and Tracy Randall are now the CEO and CMO of Experience Connections, the women's networking group founded by Bonnie Ross Parker 16 years ago in 2002 here in the Atlanta area. So Bonnie created that entity for women to network in a safe place. As she got to a point where she and her husband, Phil, were ready to start moving ahead with their life as no longer middle-aged, but not definitely not senior, Carol and Tracy came to Bonnie and they got together and they created this perfect plan that let Carol, who was already an Experience Connection host, and Tracy, who had learned so much that she knew about networking from Carol, and they had created already very successful with Atlanta Business Spotlight. Now they've been very successful with Experience Connections. These are the people that I know. These are the people that trust me to continue being their ambassador year after year after year. I've been their ambassador since their very first event that had ambassadors in 2015. And I will proudly stand with them as long as my schedule and my time will allow me to continue to be their ambassador. Because there's nothing more fulfilling to me than serving Carol and Tracy by sitting at their registration desk, serving them by sitting there timing their speakers, making sure everything they've planned goes according to plan. Because I need those people when I have events. So I need to be that person that I need them to be. And that's how I meet all these people. Danella Burnett, my business partner, my friend, my collaborator, my event planner. I met her through Carol and Tracy. I continue to meet wonderful, powerful people through networking. Some of these folks, such as Jay Stone, her original big event here in Atlanta was Paracon 2016. As I said, I was one of Jay's ambassadors at that event. She has had two since then, and in this year, 2018, Jay Stone sold out the hotel for her conference in 2018. Nominated for the Legacy Award in 2016. I'm busy trying to get my pastor, one of my pastors, nominated for the Araya Hope Award. Find out from Araya, who is my mentor, who is my friend, who is just one of the greatest people around, that someone has nominated me for the Legacy Award. Now, I'm going to give kudos to where kudos go. Bonnie Ross Parker won that award that year, and it was due her. She had 14 years, and it was her time to shine. But that doesn't take me off that stage and it doesn't do away with my nomination. In 2 years' time in this area, someone knew there was something in me that was going to create legacy and help you create legacy. You do not get awarded or nominated for a legacy award from any organization. And these nominations for the awards at Araya's event come from outside her immediate organization. She has nothing to do with it. Nothing. So somebody, and to this day I still do not know who, decided to nominate me for that award. Did I win it? No. But like I said, that does not take me off that stage, and it does not make the fact that I stood on that stage any less, because I was nominated and that means something. So this is the kind of person I am. Am I kind of bragging? Well, let me just tell you, because I am unapologetically a Christian, I don't brag on me. I brag on the doors that God has opened to me. And these are doors that God has opened to me. And because God has opened these doors for me and given me the privilege to stand on platforms in 1, 2, 3, almost 4 years, that it's taken other people a lifetime to live on, it means I can take my expertise and help you get through the minutiae and get to what you need to know. So that was what my whole thing that I wanted you to know is today. I have a colleague who has an event called Who She Knows ATL. And it really does come down to people do business with who they know, like, and trust. True. Was just recently in an RV Robertson one-day workshop here in Atlanta. And RV said, but now it's really, we do business with people we know, love, and trust. We're past the, oh, they're okay, I like them, I'll do business with them. We're to a point where we have to really know someone. We have to know they're authentic. We have to hear them say, okay, folks, let me be honest. July 2018 was the worst month I've had for income since I went into business for myself in 2014. That's me, by the way, saying that. There's a few people that knows that, but now I'm telling the world. That's my authenticity telling you that had it not been for one client who at the end of the day, the profit from the two purchases she made was $25. That was my July 2018. Because see, it's not always top of the mountain, but sometimes you have to be at the bottom of the mountain in the valley so you can grow, because not a whole lot grows on top of a mountain. And it's great to be on top. It's really great to be on top of the mountain, but we can only stay at the top of the mountain for so long unless someone keeps sending us up tanks of oxygen and tanks of supplies, because not a whole lot grows on the top of the mountain. The air's really thin and it gets really cold up there. So there's so much you have to have once you get to the top of the mountain. And truthfully, it's in the valleys that you train, grow, and prepare to climb to the top of the mountain. So I thank you very much. That was my timer cutting me off at 18 minutes. I'd given myself 20 minutes for this first broadcast. As I said, after this, it will be about 5 minutes, no more than 10, every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, whether it's standard or daylight. So at the bottom of the mountain, in the valley, you grow, you train, you prepare. I saw a video this morning. Sean Thomas shared it. Sean Thomas is one of my great colleagues. She's a client, she's a friend, she's a colleague, she's my sister in Christ. But she shared this mother bear and baby bear going up almost a sheer cliff covered in snow. And mama got to the top. And baby bear kept sliding back and sliding back and sliding back. But mama never deserted it, and mama didn't go down and get it. Mama knew baby bear had to make it to the top by itself. And I'm so thankful for the mama bears like Sean Thomas, Danella Burnett, Carol Neal, Tracy Randall, Araya McGarry, Jay Stone, just to name a few, Edeline Francois Dryden, just to name a few, who have given me that leg up to get me started climbing, but then they went on before me to show me how to climb and stood at the top, and they watched me fall, and sometimes it was something I really needed help with and they helped, but most of the times they let me climb, and they're letting me climb and learn my way, and that's how I've become your networking expert. So thank you so much for joining me, Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, for my first podcast.